Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. General Electric's legacy of PCB pollution in the Hudson River is being decided right now. It's a decision that will impact the future health and economic prosperity of every community along a 190-mile stretch of the river. Recently, 55 municipalities and nearly 10 counties have passed formal resolutions calling for GE to remove more of these toxic chemicals immediately. This Tuesday, April 14th, officials from a number of these communities will join with me and leaders of other environmental organizations and grassroots groups that have spent decades fighting for a Hudson River free of PCBs. At a waterfront park near Troy, we'll kick off our campaign for a cleaner Hudson. Its message is clear. Communities all along the Hudson are united in demanding that GE follow through on its responsibility to achieve a healthy Hudson. GE's work won't be done when it completes the court-ordered cleanup supervised by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, scheduled to be completed next fall. That's because every Superfund site, the most toxic hazardous waste sites in the country, requires a polluter to do two things. First, clean up the mess it made, and second, compensate the public for the injury and loss of benefits from natural resources it contaminated. This second responsibility, called natural resource damages, can either be accomplished after remediation is complete or along with the cleanup. It's an emerging trend for polluters to address the natural resource damages while they perform the basic cleanup work. The goal of the campaign for a cleaner Hudson is to persuade GE to conduct critically needed dredging in the Hudson's navigational channel and 136 additional acres of highly contaminated sediments before it removes its equipment from the river. Agencies overseeing the NRD, the natural resource damages, say failing to clean up these hotspots now could delay the river's economic and environmental recovery for decades. It's certain that until this work is complete, all communities along the Hudson will continue to suffer. As long as these toxic sediments, estimated in the millions of pounds, remain in the river, they prevent resumption of a once-thriving commercial fishing industry and deep draft cargo shipping on the Champlain Canal. They also diminish opportunities to enhance river-based tourism and block ambitious riverfront development plans from Hudson Falls to New York City. You can lend your voice to our campaign. I urge you to visit the Campaign for a Cleaner Hudson website, www.cleanerhudson.org, and sign the online petition urging GE and our state and federal leaders to finish the job and restore the legacy of a cleaner Hudson River for future generations. Wherever you live in the Hudson Valley or nearby, GE's decision impacts you. Help us send a strong message that the time to get this done is now. This is Ned Sullivan thanking you and signing off.